Alhamdulillah, Akmaduhu was the Ini, was the Dihu, was the Filler who was the Dihi, was the Filler who, and SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, Akmaduhu was the Inuhu, was the Dihi, was the Filler who. Ashadu la ilaha la duhu la sharika lahu, ashadu anna Muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala kareel al musaleen Muhammadin wa alihi wasabi. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We seek Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. We praise Allah, all praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us most clear in his book, and later revealed in the last ayat, this day I have completed for you your way of life, and completed my blessings, and my favor upon you, and I chose al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as well as I advise myself to first have regard, consciousness, taqwa, for Allah the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again I greet you, assalamu alaikum, and Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Walakat atana luqmana al-hikmata innishkul lillahi wa man yashkur fi innama yashkuru linafsihi wa man kafara fa inna allaha ghaniyun hamid. And we say salak Allah wa deen. I seek refuge with Allah against the shaitan to reject it. And the translation is as follows: and indeed we granted this wisdom unto Luqman, and be grateful unto God, for he who is grateful is but grateful for the good of his own self. Whereas he who chooses to be ungrateful, verily God is self-sufficient, ever to be praised. That is the 12th ayat of the 31st surah of the Holy Quran. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's Kutbah title is The Wisdom of Luqman. The Wisdom of Luqman. In the report of Hadith of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, says, if you are ungrateful, Allah is unaffected. If you become grateful, then you have taken the first step towards becoming a true believer. It is for this reason that the Prophet exhorted us to love Allah as we benefit from his grace. Second report of Muhammad, whoever is not grateful for small things will not be grateful for the large things. Whoever does not thank people has not thanked Allah Almighty. Dear believers, as we come here today, and we know, you know, that Thanksgiving vibe is still in the air. And we also know that this is something that this society has promoted over, you know, for how many hundreds of years. And we know that some the symbolism that's involved with it, and how certain people feel about it now. You know, it's changed. But anytime we can see people coming together to be grateful and giving to others, out of the sense of having a duty to be helpful to others, then we have to appreciate that, because it's a good thing. And we are always thankful for another Juma. You know, I always look at that day after Thanksgiving, and they got the title for it. And I say, well, they don't realize Allah is using them, because they're glorifying the Friday, and they don't know that's the day of worship. But it's showing what they worship. But we're here because we know who we worship. And we are thankful for a chance to come together with that purpose of praising Allah, focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gaining our focus of our task in hand. And we look at our subject for today, and Allah says, highly glorified is He. He tells us in the Quran, and indeed we granted this wisdom unto Luqman. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُقْمَنَا الْحِكْمَةَ. So this opening with the luqat, why luqat the, or and, but the luqat, it gives the emphasis as a matter of a fact. Allah did not start this with, oh, by the way. He didn't start this with, hey, matter of fact, let me tell you something. He started this with the attention getting luqat. That's intention getting. It's an emphasis. And I believe this is for us to pay attention. You know, the whole Quran is for us to pay attention. But there are some ayahs that begin with certain words, you know, like kul, luqat. Just for the name of a few. You know, kul is a command, but this luqat is a particle of certainty. It's a particle of certainty. And I'm bringing this up again for us to gain some understanding why these words are not to be taken lightly. Because when it comes after, what comes after that is very important, especially in this khutbah and especially in the ayat. So atayna, the word atayna, this means gave. And when they put the noun on the end, that means it's we gave. And this is Allah letting us know that it is from Him. It is also in the past tense, and I don't mean to be so technical in the beginning, but I truly think this is important as we set the tone. The fact that this is past tense means that it has already happened. And I know, yes, it already happened because it was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 1440 years ago when the Hijra was made. And we're learning of Luqman in this ayat. And we have different versions of who Luqman was. You know, most of them are all in agreement that he was from, you know, of an African background. We all agree to that. And there is even some reports that he was Aesop, who did the fables. You know, I've seen that a few times. But regardless, he was a man of wisdom. And regardless who he really is, we know him to be someone who Allah has brought to our attention in the Quran. He didn't get in the Quran, you know, I won't say why, but he didn't get in the Quran. Somebody added him. He's not an addendum. He's in the Quran because Allah put him in the Quran. To bring it to our attention, when we look at who he is, we must see that he was given by Allah the hikmata, as in the ayat, hikmata. This is wisdom. You know, it's commonly retranslated wisdom. And it is the wisdom that is in line with, you know, the clinical definition for this word in the dictionary. It means the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. That's what you find pretty much standard in dictionaries. So in hikmata, in the root it means to be wise, judgment. But the word hikmat is wisdom. And Allah is not only giving Luqman this wisdom, it is a certain type of wisdom that is being described. Remember, Luqman is for our benefit, to learn from. Allah did not put this in the Quran for any other purpose except for us to learn something from it. And this wisdom is designed for us to be able to express our gratitude. Inni shukru lillahi. Be grateful unto God. Be grateful unto God. This is the wisdom to understand that we have a lot to be thankful for. But the biggest issue we face as humans is the fact that sometimes we don't have the wisdom to understand what it is we should be thankful for. What we should be grateful to Allah about. You know, the short version answer is we should be grateful for everything, period. End of discussion. Let's go home. But Allah says in the Quran, "And kanal insanu akthara shay'in jadalan." However, man is above all else always given to contention. Now, how many people read that today? Surah 18. This jadalan is dispute, contention. And his word means to wrangle, you know, to argue. And when we think of our lives, you know, are not good enough, you know, it's not good enough, or we think we don't have all we need based on what we've been given from this culture, from this society, we are in dispute with our own creation. You know, better, we are ungrateful. We're not thankful for what we have, Now, I do understand we should want better in our lives. That's not the issue here. We're supposed to want better because we're supposed to strive for excellence. But this is to be in terms of our overall being and our role as a servant to Allah. Highly glorified is He. Because anytime we are not grateful to Allah, we must be ungrateful. And I've said this before, that even in the toughest times, even whenever we're going through something that we just can't believe we're going through, we should still be grateful to Allah. Because it is in those tests that we know that Allah is with us. It is His will that something is happening in our lives. You know, as reported, saying Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said when Allah loves a person, He puts them in trials. And when He doesn't, He doesn't put them in trial. So if you ain't got nothing going on, that should tell you where your love for Allah is. If everything just running smooth, you might want to check some. So when things are happening and we know what we're going through, it is through this difficulty that will come relief, right? Inna ma usra yusra. That is being grateful. It takes wisdom to know that. How many times has something happened and you hear someone say, man, use your head. Think about it. This is not just any other type of wisdom that Allah has bestowed on Luqman, and it's a special wisdom. And thus it has been bestowed on us. And if we are in dispute with ourselves, and I mean in that internal dispute, if we're not in agreement with the knowledge and the wisdom that we've been given, then we have a battle inside. It is that ability to know and understand that this hikmah, this wisdom, you know, you have to understand that. That's the ability we've been given. It is not the, oh, I've read 1,000 books and I have wisdom. That's not that type of wisdom. It's the ability to know that I'm grateful to Allah that I can read 1,000 books and gain wisdom. This hikmah. It is to be directed in the right place and directed to Allah only, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it is not, then we become that jadala. We become in chaos. We become in contention with ourselves and with our own creation. You know, this word, it also means to be twisted firmly. And have you ever been in a situation and your whole insides were twisted in knots? And it just felt like something was going on and you didn't know how you're going to get out of it. It is that understanding that things will work out and that relieves the feeling that you have to be thankful to Allah. Say, Allah, I know you're going to get me through this. That is really just your faith kicking in. And as I close this first part, and if it doesn't, then it is that faith that must be worked on. But the ability to understand all of this is hikmah. That's hikmah. The word hikmah also means to restrain from. So this being able to restrain from being ungrateful. This is what we have to understand. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Because I must have something hanging on me. The wisdom of Luqman. So, this keeping us informed that we've been given it today in this ayah. We are to restrain from not being not so smart, basically, right? If wisdom is, you think if wisdom is the highest knowledge you can have, then the opposite of that is for a better lack of a word, is not so smart. But Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he defines wisdom like this. To not see moral life separate from rational life. Selfish promotion of one's own interests invites not only moral death, but the death of rational life as well. To work against moral life is stupid, not wisdom. Now, I'm going to let him say it, not me. So, we can see that it is the having the wisdom is to realize that Allah created us to be rational beings. We were created to be smart beings. And by that, we cannot separate our moral life because of our own interests and our interests or our hang-ups, our issues. We should be able to be smart enough because of our God-given ability to keep our moral life and our rational life together. We should be smart enough to be thankful and grateful to Allah for that. You know, when we think about this weekend, and how many times over the year, in the years, or just in general, will we hear something that what someone is grateful for? You know, I saw it all yesterday on the timeline, you know, people are grateful for. But how many times will someone actually say, I'm grateful for the wisdom and the ability to thank Allah? Just that. I'm grateful just to know that I can thank Allah. I've recognized that I should thank Allah. I thank Allah for everything I got. But the bigger thing is to thank Allah, period. Just thankful for the ability to be thankful. I believe this is something that we must be able to learn how to do. This is something, you know, when we have dhikr, the remembrance. And this is why we say Alhamdulillah. This is a big reason for being told this through the example of Luqman. And we know that during the surah of Luqman, we see and we get all type of life lessons. Inside of those lessons is how our thinking must be, how our actions must be. They say, when you know better, you do better. Luqman is one of those surahs. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the reporting of when Allah created the intellect, our aql. And when describing this creation of our intelligence, Allah says, I swear by my honor and glory that I have not created any creature more beloved by me than you. And he's talking about our intelligence. He said, I will not perfect you in anyone except those who I love. However, will command only you to do things and prohibit only you from doing certain things. I will grant blessings to you only and will subject you only to punishments. This is what Allah feels about our intelligence. And then we can see that it is what He has given the wisdom to us to be grateful for. We've been given this wisdom to be grateful for. Grateful to Him. Grateful to all the things we have. And it is us using our intelligence that helps us to be grateful. And then Allah says, for he who is grateful is but grateful for the good of his own self. So this grateful is shakara. That's the root. To give thanks. Be grateful. Now this means grateful for the big things and the little things. And the opening report of Hadith where the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever is not grateful for the small things will not be grateful for the large things. Have we ever heard that it is the little things that count? We are to be grateful for the small things to really appreciate the large things. Being grateful is for our benefit. It is the wisdom we have been given to understand just that. And if we are grateful, it is for the good of our own nafs. When they say for your own selves, that's nafs. And this word, linafsihi, our own souls. It is inside of our own souls that we can feel this gratitude. It is in our own soul that learns the wisdom. Allah says to be a happy state shall indeed attain he who causes himself to grow in purity. And as Min Zakat has, that's upon Allah, I knew it by heart, I know it by heart, but it's deep in my mind, but the word is Eflaha. Min Zakat has Eflaha, it's upon Allah, but Eflaha. Yeah, I'm thinking of the ayat. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the ayat, and it's escaping me right now. Kad aflaha min zakaha. Thank you. Kad aflaha min zakaha. So this aflaha, this is where we get hayya alal falah, right? The adan. And the adan is the success that is for our souls. Allah says today, that it is for he who is grateful is but grateful for the good of his own self. If we haven't noticed something about Al-Islam, it's for our betterment.
Nothing about Al-Islam is going to make us worse if we're trying to do it the right way. The more we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better we will be. And let me make sure exactly who this being grateful for is directed to again and given to. Allah, the one without any partners. And it's not for his benefit, but for ours. Nothing we can do for Allah. We are to be thankful. You know, your man Muhammad said that when we are grateful, said when you are grateful, your soul will like you more. Let's deal with that. Okay? Self-hate is a serious condition. Have you seen how someone is holding themselves back because they soul ain't right? They punishing themselves? Because they're not working on their souls? It is when we are thinking we're entitled to something. Or we think we don't have enough because, again, we're conditioned by this society to believe you need more than what Allah has given you. Who best to know how you can handle what you have than Allah? He knows it better than you do. He knows it better than I do. What you can handle. And I get in trouble for this. But there's a rap lyric that always says, more money, more problems. These type of people are living in hell. Can you imagine how it must feel when your own soul doesn't like you? You know, the man further said, when you are not grateful, your soul will destroy you because your soul wants to be punished. This is self-destruction. The Imam also said, your own soul hates that you disrespect that wonderful creation that God has made you. You know, if we're not working on our soul with the wisdom we have, it will rebel against us. It will rebel against us. I remember hearing the Imam say one time, he said, it talks to you, but the more you ignore it, the lower it gets, the lower it gets, the lower it gets, and then you won't hear it no more at all. It will punish us. It will lead us to our downfall. You know, think about the shaitan. The episode with the shaitan in the creation. It was a lapse in being grateful that led to these problems. Allah said, I'm putting you here. Everything is yours. Don't do one thing. And the one thing is what got him in trouble. It is through being grateful of our creation that we can develop, that we begin to be successful. In the select, the call is to life, and the call is to be successful. It's not just to be a life, have a life. It's to have a successful life. And the figure I said before a few weeks ago, the physical salat is one thing, but it's all about the soul. It's all about the spiritual side in the salat, the actual physical prayer. It is for us to be grateful to Allah. That's what the salat is for. And we develop the understanding that our souls are made to be grateful. It is our souls that is the home for our connection to Allah. And if it is not happy, if your soul is not happy or it is ignoring what it's designed to do, there's going to be some problems. This is why we have to be regardful of Allah. Be conscious of Allah. Taqwa. If not, then our lives are in chaos. Our lives are not going to be going in the direction that we're created to go. Allah says, for the good of your own self. So, Shakara again. We can only be grateful for our own souls. Not that we are grateful for our souls, but being grateful only helps our souls. This is a choice. We have been given the choice to be grateful or ungrateful. But it is Allah who has given this ability to us. When Allah created Adam, alayhi salam, he gave Adam the ability to understand this. Right? First thing, he taught Adam the names of all things. Then he taught Adam how to repent. That was the ability that Allah was giving us, meaning that it's all inside of us. Being grateful is something that triggers our own soul to overcome whatever is going on around us. If we, you know, if not, we end up hating our own selves, mad at our own selves. We end up twisting ourselves up in knots. And there's an example of twisting knots in the Quran too. When we struggle with this concept, it's a struggle, right? So, and we know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the biggest jihad is the struggle inside of our own selves. This is what we have to wrestle with, what we have to wrangle with. But it is in this that our gratefulness will grow our souls. Learning how to understand that, learning how to deal with that. We grow our own souls. We grow our taqwa. We grow our faith. This is why Allah has given it to us. How we use it is up to us. And it is for our own good. You know, when he gave his wisdom to Luqman, and again, it's an example for us, not only to keep it to ourselves. That's not what Luqman does. When we study Luqman, we see someone who shares what he has, right? You know, there's a tradition that Luqman had a choice. And I'm not going to debate this. I'm just using this. So, I wasn't there, so I don't know. Either to be a prophet or a wise man. This is the choice. This is the tradition. And I believe that this is only because the decision he made speaks volumes. He chose to be a wise man, not a prophet. Now, that doesn't mean he was looking for a lesser responsibility. It could mean that he wanted to affect more people. That he wanted to deal with a broader issues instead of maybe dealing with one certain issue. But Allah is the best knower. And I don't think if Allah wanted him to be a prophet, he wouldn't have been a prophet. Because Allah says, kun fayakun, be, and it is, right? But we have someone who is not a prophet in the Quran, and we have someone who was giving good advice. And the first thing we learned about him is that he was taught to have enough wisdom to be grateful to Allah for what he has. This, again, is hard for some people to do. And can we grasp that the most important thing that we have learned is to be grateful to Allah? That's number one. From the birth. That first birth, when we have the child, the grandchild, we hear a birth, we're thankful to Allah that happened. We're thankful to Allah, period. That's the point. But Luqman was able to understand this, and this is what he chose to do. He wanted to share what he had learned. And there's a saying, a good idea that is not shared with others will fade away and bear no fruit. But when it is shared, it lives forever because it is passed on from one person to another and it grows as it goes. You know, the Quran tells us about the good idea of being grateful to Allah. And it was shared first by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our complete example. And it is shared by the prophets alayhi salam as our examples of what is needed inside of our character to become, and all these were grateful. Through all that they went through, they were always grateful. They were thankful for everything they experienced because they understood that that's the name of the game. And the name of the game is to always be grateful. How important it is to be grateful for the guidance we've received. Remember, you were at some point in your life and think how bad it might have been and remember that Allah helped you come through it. But the most important part of that is to be able to understand and have the wisdom to know that it was Allah who got you through it. This is why we have to always be thankful. And the reported saying Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if you are grateful, Allah is unaffected. If you are ungrateful, Allah is unaffected. If you become grateful, then you have taken the first steps toward being a true believer. If our goal is to become a true believer, we have to look at the first step. And that is to have total gratefulness. We're supposed to be totally thankful to Allah. Love Allah for his mercy. Love Allah for what he has done, what he has bestowed upon us. It doesn't take much to look at it and think, you know, why should we be grateful? It doesn't take much. Just think about it. And just having the ability to think about it and understand all of it is because Allah says God is self-sufficient, ever to be praised. Allah is self-sufficient. This is his attribute. This means he is not needing of anything we can do. It is out of his mercy he gives us the chance to first worship him, thank him. Then the chance to get our own souls better. how couldn't we be in a better place than understanding that? And as I come to a close, who doesn't want to gain as much wisdom from Allah as possible? Who doesn't want to gain all the blessings that Allah has for us? To be taught by Allah, the best of teachers. But then the surah 2, he's the best of teachers. Nobody's going to teach you better than Allah. He is to be ever praised. Worship. Hamidun. This is Alhamdu. Alhamdulillah. Right? We say that Al-Fatiha. All praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah. How many times do we say that in every salat? But how many times do we really think about it when we say it? Well, this is for Juma. And every time you remember when you're saying it, what it means, how to understand it. And the purpose of this Juma and this ayat and this khutbah was we are to use the wisdom of Luqman to understand how we are to be forever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, inshallah, I have given something the benefit of the day, which all praise due to Allah. And if there are any errors, of course, I am responsible for it because Allah is perfect. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa kina adhab an-nar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'ul 'alim. Ameen.